Good afternoon, Sam.
Good afternoon. Thanks for the invite.
No, it's a pleasure.
No, pleasure entirely. Now, you are currently running the Fighting Cocks at Arrowton.
That's right.
And
will you continue to do that?
Yeah, we'll continue to do that with my family.
Good. You've been doing that for 10 years, you say?
10 years now.
Okay.
Wow.
In case you don't know, that's... Well, it's not far from the... I was going to call it the greenhouse place.
Yes.
Island Salads, isn't
yes.
it? Down there. And big old pub on the corner with a massive car park.
Mm-hmm.
And is it all decorated up for Christmas already?
We're all ready to go.
That's what we like to hear. Right. So, the island... the restaurant at the Island Harbour, that's been closed for a bit, hasn't it?
Yes, it's been closed now for probably 6 months.
All right, okay. And you got plans to get that sorted out?
That's right, yes, yeah. We've got ambition to open the restaurant under a new name on the 1st of February next year.
Oh, wow.
That's quite soon.
It's very soon. We've been doing a lot of preparation work down there. Very excited to be involved with it.
Mm-hmm. And now, in case you don't know where it is, folks, Island Harbour's down that track... track's a bit unfair. It's a proper road now, isn't it?
It is a proper road.
It used to be a horrible little track.
Yeah.
It's Mill Lane.
Mill Lane. Just the eastern side of Newport. Go down there and it's at the bottom after the wiggly bit.
Yes. In the harbour.
In the harbour.
Yes.
And again, there's plenty of place to park cars down there, isn't there? Plenty of space down there for that. So... I know you have a good reputation of food at the Fighting Cocks, so you're going to bring that reputation, but different food, to the one at the harbour.
Yes, we're going to use our existing robust systems we use at the Fighting Cocks.
Mm-hmm.
However, the food will have a variation, so we're not actually opening a second Fighting Cocks. That
no.
won't be the case.
No.
And I think that's probably a wise thing
it's
to do.
It's a good idea, yeah. Not Fighting Cocks 2.
No, not Fighting Cocks 2. No, it's, we want to offer... something else on the island.
Yeah.
Great food in a beautiful location.
Yeah.
Because there are some great views down there, aren't there?
It is beautiful, yeah. Yes.
So lovely.
So, 2nd of February.
1st of February.
Sorry, 1st of February. You're going to need some people to help you with this, aren't you, to open on time?
Absolutely, yes. Yeah, I'd imagine that we'd expect to employ maybe up to 30 people in due course.
Yeah.
Clearly, it's going to take time to settle it down.
Yes. Yeah.
But we have got big ambition with it.
Mm-hmm.
We really want to make a huge effort of this much-loved premise on the island.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So what positions are you looking for?
Currently, we're looking for staff front and back of house.
Yes.
Anybody with any interest... please make contact with our Facebook page or feel free to phone the Fighting Cocks and ask for me.
Right, okay. So it's the Fighting Cocks Facebook page.
That's right, yeah,
yes.
they can do a direct message on there.
Okay.
And there is also a Facebook page for the new restaurant, isn't there?
Yes, yeah, the Facebook page is active, albeit we haven't revealed the name or
no.
the menu yet.
But, right, fair enough.
I suppose the other day, that's how I contacted you, through the Facebook page. So.
It's exciting,
yes,
though,
yes.
Isn't
coming
it?
Coming soon, Isle of Wight. Island Harbour.
That's
it's exciting.
So, you're looking for all kinds of staff. Do they need experience, or will you be giving training for those who haven't got it?
No, very happy to talk to anybody with any interest in working with us.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So that could be everything from washing up to waiting to cooking to
cleaning.
Yeah, everything, that kind of thing.
Every angle that goes with running a business like this.
Yes.
Mm. And it's here.
And there's a lot, isn't there?
Yeah, there is a lot.
People don't see it, though, do they? They see the food come out and be put down in front of them. They don't see all the effort that goes
no.
in behind it.
They don't. There's a lot goes on behind the scenes.
There is.
And the dreaded start scores on the doors. You've got to keep everything absolutely spotlessly clean and all,
yes, you have.
And all the records properly done. And that's very important these days.
Very, very important to have a robust system for that.
Yes.
Yeah, indeed. Which you have got already at the Fighting Cock, so you've got the experience to do it.
Yes, we have indeed, yeah.
So
that can't be bad, can it?
Are you being helped in this by existing family members and things like that?
Yes, indeed. My son is going to be very involved front of house. My youngest daughter is going to become involved. And we essentially will run it with a family face.
Right, so it's going to be a family enterprise.
Yes, it is.
And a family-friendly restaurant?
Very much so. You've got a lovely play park there for the children.
Mm.
We're going to welcome the dog walkers that come along the beautiful path from the building we're sat in right now, right along to the restaurant.
So yeah. Dog-friendly?
Yeah, very much dog-friendly.
So you can walk along the river then to get to it?
Yes.
Oh, right.
Okay, that's interesting. Yeah, because we're right by the Medina here and on the right side of it as well.
That's right, yes.
So
yeah.
You can walk along from here. Excellent. And that'll be really good. Do you think... I know it may not affect you. Do you think you'll have much impact from the festival, which is only going to be just round the corner from you when it comes down later in the year?
I think it's probably my biggest concern at the moment of how to handle that. So in due course, once the restaurant is open and running, I'm sure it will show itself as how we're going to manage that many people being on our doorstep.
Yeah, I'm guessing...
I don't think you can feed them all at once.
I guess that's going to be an interesting weekend for you.
I think it is. Yeah. It's going to be a steep learning curve.
That one certainly is.
You're not going to get 140,000 people in at once.
No. But anyway, I'm really pleased that you're doing this because I like to see these places moving along, not sitting there idle. It'll be another attraction for tourists to come and have something to eat on the island. And, of course, for locals, necessarily.
And people with their boats to come along, tie up outside.
And we won't send our station manager down there, though, because you see what happens to the Ride Queen after he'd been on it.
It sank,
Yeah, we'll keep him away then.
Yeah, we'll tell you about that off air. It's not his fault, but we do with him about it. So, family-friendly restaurant.
Dog-friendly.
With recognisable brands on the bar. From you were saying you've got...
Heineken.
Heineken coming along.
Sure.
With all their brands. That's a big old company, isn't it?
It's a big company. And Yates and Newchurch are going to be our wine supplier.
Okay.
Right. So when do you expect to name the restaurant and the menu?
Over the next 2 or 3 weeks, the... Mm-hmm. Name and the menu will start being sent out on the Facebook page.
Right.
Good.
So we're really excited about that.
Yeah.
I'm pleased to hear it. I mean,
I think you ought to come back in January and tell us how ready you are. And
only if you're going to bring that posh outside broadcast unit down to the restaurant.
We may well do that.
Yes, we may well do that on the opening day or around that, but to talk about it.
Be lovely to see you.
Yeah, okay, that'd be excellent. If there's food, I know Leash will definitely be there.
She'll be there, yes.
Right. Well, thank you, Sam, for coming in. And I will take a photo of you. Put all this on our website probably tomorrow morning now and send you the link so that you can share it about as much as you like.
Thank you all very much and look forward to welcoming everyone at the restaurant.
Pleasure. Yes, thank you.